escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
WEEI Afternoons, and let's go right to the guest line. Our buddy Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston joins us. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At drainsbyjames.com, they give a poop about your pipes. Tom Curran, that was Mike Vrabel having a little tete-a-tete with your boy Phil Perry. Did you think Mike Vrabel was a little more touchy today, a little more Parcellian today than usual?
It's funny because I wondered if he would be Parcellian when he went down there, because it seemed as if on Sunday he had a little bit of the red ass, as they say.
Yep.
Much better yesterday, but leading into today's practice, you heard that discussion. Phil went to Georgetown. Big brain on Phil. Smart kid. But I find it hard to believe that Vrabel wasn't up on the conversation with Diggs and Diana Russini, in which Diggs kind of played cat and mouse with his availability for the opener. So, I think Mike likes to joust. So I'm not putting too much into it.
I want to flesh out a little bit more about this Steph Diggs, if you wouldn't mind, TC. You know, there's a lot of stuff kind of propping up. You know, Phil's talking about Steph not really being involved in the Vikings joint practices all that much. At least that was after yesterday's practice. And then, you saw him kind of arrive late to practice against the Commanders. You know, there's talk of maybe this feeling of needing to get Tim the ball early in 7-on-7s and 11-on-11s. You had the pink baggie, story going back from a couple months ago that maybe he's a little bit at times lost on the field. Mm-hmm. And then Todd Downing's comments were kind of eye-raising. Just what are you making of Steph Diggs? Does this just come with it, and we should just kind of get settled in and kind of expect little things like this to crop up? Or are these things that are adding up maybe leading to bigger concerns?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see a little bit of smoke, and I base it not on the pink baggie or the when you showed up at practice. Maybe he had an upset stomach. You never know. I base it on Todd Downing explaining that, hey, you know, he needs to refine what he's doing and be in the right place at the right time, in essence, is what he said on Sunday, the wide receivers coach. So that, to me, for a 30-plus-year-old receiver who's making a lot of dough, he's done an unbelievable job, Diggs has, in rehabbing himself and getting out on the field. But is the mental part lacking? And I would imagine, after all his time in the league, it's not lacking because there's not brain power there. It's just, it must be frustrating to find him in a position where, for instance, Phil reported that he was not lined up in the right spot in the first 7-on-7 yesterday. It was a little bit of a hitch there. So I would imagine that's a hiccup. And then for Diggs today with Diana Russine, I don't know if you guys have played that for your audience, but just was a little bit of cat and mouse about his own availability with we'll see, not sure about that yet. And he had been all in. So Vrabel seemed to refute any idea of there being an issue, but Diggs was very productive early on in some of the early practices, looked terrific. We were all over the moon about his progress, but he's only had kind of peekaboo moments since. You know, mm-hmm. Sunday he dropped the last ball of practice on the goal line. He had the ball ricochet off of him in the inter-squad scrimmage in the stadium. So, you know, there just seems to be a stance that Diggs put forth today on the heels of Todd Downing's comments that makes me perk up to see if there's a looming pissing contest coming.
So, Tom, on the DEFCON scale, we'll do it, with 5 being okay and 1 being all-out panic. Where are we right now with the way the offensive line has looked out in Minnesota, regardless of whether or not we thought they were going to maybe get it handed to them by the Vikings?
4. I would say it's 4. I mean, 4 being, you know, you're not looking for that. But, you know, they played well yesterday, allowed sacks, no doubt. But as practice wore on, according to Phil and the other folks out there, they played much better. They had some big hits downfield and they got it blocked up. Today it sounded like it was absolutely atrocious. Which I thought it was going to be atrocious for 2 days going against that defense. You have a 4-13 team against a 14-3 team from 2024 with a very chaotic defense. So I don't think it's worth panic by any stretch of the imagination. And you know what? If you were panicking, then what? You're not going to import 5 new guys at this point, ride or die.
Tom Karn, NBC Sports Boston, with us here on WEEI Afternoons. Yesterday's practice, and obviously we didn't see it, but sounded like a great, like, Rocky fight, just a slugfest. Like,
yeah.
Grenard knocks out May, but then on the next play he goes deep. Are we going to have to accept that maybe that's what this Patriots offense is going to be a little bit? Like, they have a young, talented quarterback. They now look like they have a game-breaking running back. Maybe it's going to be take the big offensive plays, but also occasionally take your big lumps and then we kind of evolve as the season goes on.
Yeah, it's really interesting you mentioned that because I think they want to be a meat and potatoes offense. They have short-range guys who should be, in the aerial game, their best weapons, Diggs yep. and Douglas. They have a good to very good tight end in Hunter Henry. They have 3 hard running backs. And they have, despite what happened from 1-3 Central Time, what should be a pretty decent offensive line. Decent, not good. Should approach mediocrity. How's that, Andy? I don't want to go
That's
over
fair.
The top here.
Feel strong.
Let's say they should approach mediocrity this year. So I still don't think that, regardless of what happened yesterday, that their meat and potatoes is going to be slinging it up there. I was trying to rationalize what May might be. Because there's been so much hand-wringing, because that's what we're doing until the games come in. And people want him to be a franchise quarterback. And they want him to be that very quickly. Drew Bledsoe, in his second year, led the NFL in passing attempts. Might have had 699. But I do know this. He had 27 picks and 25 touchdowns. He took his team to the playoffs. It's a different era. But I can't imagine Drake May throwing 27 picks. And I can't imagine the Patriots throwing the ball 700 times. So,
no way.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is, the 3rd overall pick from 2024 is going to be better than the 1st overall pick from 1993 when all is said and done. Just accept that there's going to be some times when he backs into a mailbox here and there.
Tom, I want to go on to the other side of the football. Reports are the defense got carved up today, which is interesting. That's kind of the first time I've heard of the defense getting it handed to him, so that's interesting. But the guy that I want to talk about on defense is Kyle Duggar, right? There's a case to be made for maybe keeping him. Clearly, he is maybe falling out of favor or just not high on their list of the top safeties right now. He's getting more reps with the second team. But, you know, the case for keeping him is that he's a serviceable player, right? There might not be any trade partners, and he's a depth piece. And then the case for cutting him is that maybe Mike wants to make an example out of him, and it's a culture-setting kind of thing. How do you think that plays out with Kyle Duggar? What do? They keep him or do they cut him?
I think if he's good enough, he'll stay. If he is still coming back, and Mike did seem to allude to the fact that he is still trying to get back from where he was after an arduous off-season rehab. So if there is still upside and more in the tank, then they absolutely should keep him. Even if he doesn't play to a $9 million salary, they need him Well, they don't need him. They need every good player they can manage. But I noticed last week there was a play right before halftime, I believe, was Jalen Hawkins, maybe at the end of the first quarter. Jalen Hawkins made a break on the ball from his safety position on an outside receiver. It was just terrific, and I just haven't seen any of that from Duggar. It does remain interesting to me the number of guys last year or from the previous regime who are being whisked out. And it's too much of a – there's too many of them for it to be a mere coincidence.
Okay, back to the worry scale for me, this time on the defensive side of the ball, Tom. Is it time to wonder, hey, what the hell's going on with Carlton Davis?
I guess, yeah, I think, but I don't think it's a what the hell. More of a, Davis good? You think he's going to be good? As opposed to, what the hell's going on over there? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a guy who's had some injuries. I just don't think, you know, he got beat today, seemingly for a touchdown. But he's out there practicing. He's not going to be Stephon Gilmore. I mean, Stephon Gilmore probably better than him right now. But he should be a good long corner. And fortunately for the Patriots right now, I like the way Alex Austin and DJ James have been playing, and Christian Gonzalez will be back out there. But I wouldn't get on August 15th long-term. I wouldn't be DEFCON-y about him either at this juncture.
Tom, before we let you go, this team, the Travion Henderson thing, do you think he can be, we see every year where running backs come into the league, second-round picks, third-round picks, later than that in the draft, and become some of the best running backs in football. Travion Henderson hype train, where are you on that?
I'm in coach. I'm looking to see if I can move. Looking to see if I can move up to business class.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
I think that they would, you know, there's so much that they need in terms of offensive explosiveness. You know, when Danny Woodhead or Shane Vereen or James White came aboard as running backs with similar skill sets. I mean, James White didn't even see the field. He couldn't break a tackle to save his life in his first year. I thought he was never going to, you know, make the team. Even after 2015, he was not good in that season either. And then his career turned around. But I think Henderson has a different skill set, and I think the team has a different need. They didn't need Shane Vereen in his first year, and he got apprenticed too, to be a significant player. They need as many players as possible who can beat people consistently. And I think Henderson's pedigree, his experience at Ohio State, and his obvious explosiveness means that he could trend a hell of a lot closer to those backs who hit the ground running in the NFL than the ones that we're accustomed to seeing take a year or two here.
All right. He's Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to you next week. You going to go do a you got a roster projection yet? You close to that?
Phil's on those. Phil's a roster projection. Oh, I just go over them and go, you sure about that, Phil? Phil does all the heavy lifting.
Phil's the man. Phil's
Holy
the man
smokes.
In the arena.
Where would we be without Phil?
Curran the critic.
Where would we be without Phil?
He paid his
quick
dues.
Quick tonight, everybody.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Oh, did Phil get the ink out of his new shorts yet?
As long as Phil's on, I'm watching.
Phil's in the air.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, Block.
All right, let's go, Phil. Phil Perry, Tom Curran, 6 o'clock.
Look out there, Phil.
Quick slants, NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to you next week. Tom Curran had some interesting things to say there, and I want to react to one about the quarterback position where he made a definitive declaration that I want to run by Ted Johnson and see if he agrees. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.